and be accused of being.
Okay, we'll call the Fire Committee meeting to order. The first order of business is the approval of the minutes of the January 4th meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a motion. I will second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there any public comments? Anybody here from the public that would like to make any comments? Seeing none, Chief, let's talk budget.
Want me to go ahead? Yes, sir.
I'll go ahead, Mr. Chairman, if that's okay.
Sure.
Mr. Chapman,
sure.
Present to you, similarly to other budgets, the overview. Fire department is down. Overall decrease, 3.7%. The budget does include salaries for three new positions. And as I mentioned, this has been a significant addition of manpower over the last few years. It has that wage compensation proposal that I mentioned. In other meetings, you've heard it already, and the 1% for the mandatory retirement. There are five frozen positions, and that money is not in this budget, which helps to contribute to the reduction on the salary side, but it is housed over in non-departmental. And being public safety, they receive a priority when revenues improve. Some notable increases begin with fuel. We are starting to see fuel tick up, as most of us are at the pump.
Right.
And we have an increase in the budget for that for next year. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. Vehicles, we're looking at a replacement ladder truck. That's significant. They run us over $1 million. Replacement pumper truck as well. Three F-150 replacements and a Ford Ranger. And we just finished fire station number four. Mm-hmm. And while we're looking into the future to try to be remodeling, rebuilding other fire stations, we don't have anything proposed for the next fiscal year. So those are the highlights, and we're available for questions.
Okay. Are any questions concerning the budget?
My only question, Mr. Chairman, is how are we able to do everything we're doing with less money?
Well, if you notice, it's since I became the chair that we were able to that. So.
And also, I would like to say that there is one member of the public who continually comes in and says, we need more people. Well, we're giving them more people this year.
Well, I will say this, too.
Bring people.
That's this year. If you go back to the last 3.5 years, mm-hmm. I believe there's been 7 added.
12, I think.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I have a slide prepared. I can review that if you'd like.
Sure. Yes, please.
So as y'all mentioned in the strategic plan, objective 1.16 outlines this. In 2018, and that's just for the engines, because in 2018, we added 6 additional captain's positions. Those were placed on the ladders. We didn't previously have that level of leadership there. So with that, that brought those ladder trucks up to 4. The goal we're looking for, staff with 5, minimum 4 for a daily total. The SAFER grant added 6 additional positions. We started filling those in January of 2020. So that gets us 2 engines staffed to that minimum 4 position. And then to propose staffing this year of 3 brings another engine online. So we have the 2 ladder trucks and 3 engines after this budget year that'll be brought up to that minimum 4 staffing in less than 3 years, which is very good. And as you can see, our total staffing's moved from 122 to 137 in that time frame, and that's 15 operational personnel, people on the street riding those trucks since July of 18. And that fourth person really is, it's not just for the fires, but it's a force multiplier on every call, medical calls, traffic accidents. Having that additional person, getting additional people there quicker, it really does help us. So we have made huge strides through your help and the leadership of Mr. DeMore over the past 3 years, adding 15 personnel to our staffing has been really helpful. So we're thankful for that.
Well, we're thankful as well, but I will say this. Sometimes it's good to feel a little bit of a push,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially when it involves safety. That's your deal. And safety trumps everything in this town, in my opinion. And so I appreciate the fact that we have been able to keep that front and center. But I don't think this is a finish line. You know, I think that we have to continually look at this year in and year out and keep us moving forward. But we certainly are in a much better position than we've been in just recent history. So
yes, sir.
That's
absolutely
good. Yes. Okay. So we will, I think we'll entertain a motion to approve this.
I make a motion that we accept the budget, recommend to council to accept the budget for the fire department for the fiscal year 2022.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. The next item is a discussion and possible action with regarding to holding an inaugural fireman and policeman's ball. Ms. Landing?
Thank you, Chair. So the concept of doing something above and beyond what we do with the town, celebrations that we have, things that we have. Well, let's face it, over the last year, it's been pretty tough. Almost everything that would have normally happened, including some of the major events in town, like Blessing of the Fleet and obviously the bridge run and many others. We just heard today about all the money that has to be refunded from Alhambra Hall because of things that had to be canceled or postponed. And so I was talking with various people in staff, including Chief Mixon and Chief Ritchie and others, about the idea that as we emerge from this terrible period of time we've been in, that it would be so great to have something that could be a true community building event and far enough into the future to feel pretty confident that we'll have a very high level of vaccination and maybe hopefully even have the numbers down to hopefully next to nothing on COVID. And so this idea, a lot of large communities do have events annually for their first responders, and I went online and discovered there's a lot of not appropriate jokes related to things like the fireman's ball, so maybe we call it the first responders event or whatever, but excuse me, Chief Mixon, but anyway, we to have something that perhaps we could organize off council. Council wouldn't necessarily be involved, but we might be here to be a support system, to be a messaging group, communication group, and if needed, to support some of the events. And the feedback that I've gotten so far has been very positive, including from both chiefs. And one of the ideas here is that this could be an event that would, of course, occur in Mount Pleasant, that would be open to the public, to purchase tickets, that would be certainly encouraged to have sponsorships, and that perhaps what the chiefs and perhaps some of their key staff could do is to determine either a charitable organization or several, or a special item that goes above and beyond what we would normally be doing operationally, that we could actually have it as a fundraiser as well. So not to have it be taxpayer money going toward this, but rather to be something that's a celebration of life and getting through all of these tough times and what our first responders on the town staff did for us, and at the same time a real community building. So I'm not sure what, if any, action we have to take today, but I would like to encourage, is the appropriate thing perhaps to request that staff take a look at this and figure out the...
Yes, ma'am. We're happy to do it. It sounds exciting, but we could take the ball and run with it.
So to speak.
And bring...
Pun intended.
Yeah. Glad to.
Okay. And I'm happy to volunteer my services ahead of time because I have done a lot of both fundraising and event planning. So not as a chair. It should be somebody that is near and dear to the hearts of the folks that are going to be involved, but just to help with that. So thank you.
Thank you.
And just to make sure, Eric, is that as you plan and as you think, the emphasis is on not using any of our town's money to pull this off.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any comments, anything else? Okay, we stand adjourned, and we're back on schedule. Thank you.